Hey everybody, and welcome to Paint It Black Podcast for this week. I'm Pete Berg, and once again, we have a full table here. Joining me, Brian.
Hey man, back for a new week.
Waffles.
We got Lou.
What's up, bitches?
We got Lippy.
I'm just going to start with the high cast and be like, Oreos.
yeah, that's all, folks.
And Justin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Bringing the energy.
Come on, guys.
If I had my mic on the table, it'd be different.
I gotta get like a mic.
Suck it up, man. You look like a pro comedian right now. Yeah. Have you ever seen a comedian named Pete Holmes?
No, do I look like him?
Exactly.
He looks like Roy Halladay.
Did he used to do porno too?
No.
Well, that's John
was
Holmes.
Was he really hung?
No, that's John Holmes. He had 18-inch cock.
And he died
of AIDS. Took like three girls to blow him.
Well, yeah, when go figure.
When you lay in pipe that deep. Yeah, you get mad AIDS.
I don't think it matters really how deep of it is. Just more how diverse
he goes.
Know
so
the
deep.
Dude's name in the board. There's like a couple that maybe you can.
No, he's famous.
John
it's that movie
Holmes,
with Val. That movie with Val Kilmer, Wonderland. That's the movie.
Wonderland. That's right.
That's like his life story or something.
I almost said Hollywood Land, but
Val Kilmer was
Superman
playing John Holmes.
Yeah, Val Kilmer had a monster.
Like weak Batman was playing John.
Wasn't that
Holmes?
Like a Josh Hartnett movie or something? Or one of those stupid guys?
No.
Really?
No. That was Val Kilmer. Like
they're in Hollywood.
Val Kilmer's
like gets killed. There's a murder. Isn't that what he's talking
Hollywood
about?
Land.
Oh, Hollywood Land.
The one about George Reeves, the guy who played Superman.
Oh, really?
With Ben Affleck.
That's
Matt Damon.
Val Kilmer's actually done a bunch of good movies after the fact, like of him being thin. Like he was in Hollywood. Not Hollywood. Sorry, not you get me doing it.
Wonderland,
and he was the Bye Bye.
Good night.
Kisses, Bang Bang.
Kisses, Bang Bang.
He was
that
in
one
that MacGruber movie.
MacGruber is one of the most underrated comedies.
Yeah,
of the
He's done actually a bunch of good movies lately.
Yeah,
that one when he was blind was terrible.
Which one was that?
I don't know. It was one where he was blind, and then all of a sudden he went through a surgery and he could see.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
That's like in the 90s, brother. Yeah. That's a fucking
Perfect
old movie.
Sense,
that,
one of
but
those,
you're talking Val Kilmer.
That.
The guy doesn't do movies. So
you know,
like
Val Kilmer, The Saint. That was an awesome movie.
Oh, The Saint.
Yeah.
That's
that was
forgettable.
Val Kilmer, we do actually like your body of work. You've done a good Willow.
We're cool with you.
Mad Mardigan.
Mad Mardigan?
I didn't say Batman.
You all great.
You all great.
I'm going to cut off your head and stick it on a pig pole. Out of the way, Peck.
Out of the way, Peck.
That's my favorite line maybe of any movie.
Or the brownie. Beer! Beer!
That's literally like the get a job nigger sound. It's like, out of the way, Peck.
You stupid daikini. I can't believe we're so familiar with the verbiage of the Willow world.
We grew up with Willow.
Yes.
It's all right.
It never had a sequel, and we keep... It was so good, they never messed with it.
Didn't they say they're going to remake it? I think they did.
No.
Pretty sure.
I hope not.
Pretty sure they're gonna. They were going to. I don't know if it ever followed through.
That would make me sad.
The only person who kind of looks like is fucking Willow. Is
Willow?
Yeah, he still looks
Warwick
just
Davis
like that.
Still
he?
Looks.
I
the
thought
same.
They had really short lifespans. I figured he'd be dead by
what?
Now.
No, there's. I think there's one or two of the people from the.
I know
Yellow
the black
Brick Road.
Dude. I know yeah. The black
Lou.
Is definitely alive.
Tony Cox,
the one who was in
Tony Cox.
Okay, sure.
Without interrupting this conversation,
I'm just trying to see how many times he
just
Cox.
I'm just wondering, Lou, did you watch the season finale of Doctor Who this year?
No.
It was on last week. He's nope. Actually in it, and he looks exactly the same. Warwick Davis.
Well, also, I just looked at a picture of this guy, Pete Holmes. It does look like him.
show it to him.
He's got like a beard made out of like sprinkles, but...
My beard is definitely better.
I don't
well,
know,
with
man.
The sprinkle beard, he does kind of look like you. Otherwise, I'd say definitely no.
Watch the guy
I think
perform.
Chicks would really dig if you could grow sprinkles for a beard.
I think everyone would dig you for a sprinkle beard.
What, they got a sweet tooth? What the fuck are they like that
fat
for?
Chicks.
Come that time of the month,
fat
end,
chicks.
They're going to be licking your face.
Fat chicks would love it.
You got a cake for a chin.
Or you need a balls of ice cream.
Yeah, I love your Twizzler hair. All right, let's get into it. Before we start the news, I want to comment on something we talked about last week when Dave was here. I
Waffles.
Feel like Dave, and I hope you're listening, Namer.
You feel like Dave?
I feel like Dave got a little offended at what we were talking about with people who take pictures of their food for Facebook.
Yeah, Dave, stop doing that shit.
Good. Because I found a link online on Ranker.com of the top 33 biggest douchebags taking pictures of their food. And Dave, if you're listening, look it up and you'll see how the rest of the world views you.
Is his name on there?
No, he didn't show up. I looked. Trust me. I looked at every one of those pictures. But yeah, we're not alone. So let's do some news. What do you say?
Let's do the news.
All right. Operation Swill. Have you heard of it?
Is that what we're doing right now with all this Bud Light?
No, this is worse. So, I wanted to get your guys' take on this. They did a study in Trenton, New Jersey. They
went, that's a good place to start. Operation Swill.
They went to a bunch of bars.
That place was Swill.
No, it is. That's the Swill state. But they went to a bunch of bars and restaurants, and they did a kind of research on their fully stocked bars, especially the premium alcohol. And what they determined was over 29 bars, from what they looked at, the dog is eating something in my bag again. they found that 29 of these bars were repackaging, taking the empty liquor bottles of the high-end stuff and just pouring in the weak well stuff and charging full price for it.
That's grimy, yo.
Is that not the grimiest shit you've ever heard?
It's like, man, this Patron's a little going out a little harsh.
I mean, I'm not shocked.
I'm not shocked.
Think about how drunk you get and, like, I wouldn't notice at a certain point.
Yo, man, they step on Coke, they're stepping on the booze now.
Now, no, I understand certain ones. I understand if you're going to buy vodka, you're going to get vodka. There's no difference in vodka. I don't care what anybody says. It's the same bullshit. It's all packaging.
It's liquid.
But some it's a little smoother than the other ones. Like,
I don't buy it. I think
Kettle
all,
One.
I think
or,
it's psychosomatic.
Maybe it's exclusively for mixed drinks. Not
you know what's
for,
really
like,
smooth?
Shots.
Georgie 100.
What do you
no.
The blue
you
one.
Know, mixed drinks, it's hard to tell necessarily. You know, you're
super
not really going to taste it in a mixed
no,
drink.
No, they took the bottles off the walls. They said, what is this? That's Grey Goose.
Oh, you're right.
It's no, it's not. Care. This
it's,
is fucking Georgie.
It's water. It's water, and we're charging you idiots.
Wait, where was
you're
this
from Jersey.
This is just in New Jersey right now.
Oh, they're trash, so.
yeah, but do you honestly think this is not happening here?
No, I mean, I agree with you. I could
you think
see.
This
I
isn't happening
taste,
everywhere?
I could taste Patron and know if it's Patron or like
yeah, Patron's the only tequila I could drink, so.
Well, tequila's a little more flavorful. Vodka is just burn. It's yeah. The real only thing you're getting is burn.
And another interesting little thing here, of the 29 bars and restaurants, almost half are TGI Fridays.
Nice.
Oh, you grimy bitch.
That was Glendale White's
fault.
So
whose idea was it for us to go to
Glendale
Fridays
White's
today?
Yeah. I'm not getting drinks at Fridays anymore.
We just went to
we
Fridays.
We just went there.
Fucking EJ just told us it was the spot. He's like, it's a jump off, in fact. It was the jump off. He's like, he apologized. He's like, guys, I'm sorry. It's
jump off to what?
Well, apparently, like a couple years ago, last time he went, it was a great time.
I went with him a couple years ago. There were a lot of people there, but I mean, it's Fridays.
Damn. I go to TGI Fridays. It's an exciting like pregame before Applebee's and Dave and Buster's. Like,
I could have gone for
Dave.
Wait, so
you're putting Applebee's above Fridays?
I'm putting them on par. At least Applebee's offers
after 10,
two for ones after 10 o'clock.
After 10, there is no substitute for Applebee's. It's just the best place to be.
I was excited about my Tennessee Jack Daniels whiskey cake. That was pretty good.
Just careful. That's not Jack Daniels in your whiskey
yeah,
cake.
It's watered down.
It's Evan, Swill. Evan Walker.
Exactly. Evan Walker?
Is that
Williams? Johnny's brother?
Old
no,
granddaddy.
It's
Evan like that
I think it's Evan
plan
Williams.
B fucking
it's not Evan Williams?
Jack Daniels.
It's Evan Williams.
Evan, oh yeah, Evan Williams.
Oh, it's Evan
well, you
Williams.
Took Evan Williams and you took Johnny Walker and combined them into the Supreme.
The Evan Walker.
Well, that's what you get literally when you pour the Evan Williams into the Johnny Walker. So you get Evan Walker. There
Evan
you go.
Evan Walker whiskey.
I saved myself
exclusively at TGI Fridays.
All the same shit.
Did you? Well, now we're on TGI Fridays and drinking. You ever hear the Chris Johnson Lindell White story?
No.
So
I don't know who either of those people.
They're
are.
Running back to the Titans.
I do
sports people.
So they ran up. Chris Johnson ran up like a $55,000 bill at TGI Fridays on.
A drop in the bucket.
There
alcohol.
Was no, was it a happy hour shit?
And meanwhile, his boy, Lindell White, the other running back, took in bottles of Patron with him, and he's known to have drinking to the head three bottles of Patron in a night. Like, just straight to the head.
And this is a pro athlete.
Yeah.
He was a pro.
Well, they, were.
They don't have to care
One
about their
still,
liver.
The other isn't.
No, but I mean, like, after he kills enough brain cells with the fucking three bottles of tequila, like, then he's going and suffering head trauma.
I'm a tequila.
On the field.
He's already got the wet brain.
I'm a tequila enthusiast. There's no chance of me getting.
How does this dog keep getting back in here?
I let him in because he was crying. Oh. Was it a?
It's a tiny dog wandering around.
Yeah, was it a? There's no way I could take even a bottle to the head. A bottle of tequila to the head of me would just be blackout city. This motherfucker took three bottles.
Followed by vomit.
Well, he's a big dude. I mean, again, cat's pretty big.
Still, let's get back to the story at hand here. Like,
Fridays is ripping us off.
Is this going to change how you drink at a restaurant?
Yeah, I'm never going to go to Fridays.
Okay.
That's bullshit.
Well, you just went to Fridays.
This is the first time I went in like 3 years.
Yeah.
Now
I'm
I
going
know.
Back
if you
for
told
that
me
cake.
This story yesterday.
Yeah, but I guess now if you do end up at a Fridays, you're going for a bottled beer or something.
Yeah.
Right. Beer, actually, yeah.
That's what I do at casinos. Because when you go to casinos, I feel like if I order a mixed drink, they just start warding it down because, I don't know, they just don't want to keep serving you.
Oh, yeah.
Or you probably
so I'll just
money.
Order beer.
Probably getting the cheap shit like this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know I'm getting the cheap shit when I order there, so.
Yeah, you ask for a Kettle One and Coke, yeah. Whatever, but a Kettle One and Cranberry. They're like,
sure,
whatever. Devil Springs. Like,
Devil Springs would be good. I feel like I'd be getting my dollar amount at that point.
I mean, yeah, they could just give you a gasoline and fucking
Hook
Red
me
Bull,
up with
whatever.
E85.
Don't knock the gas and bull, man.
I drink flex fuel. Nothing like grain alcohol.
I like the taste of ethanol. Yeah.
Look, Libby doesn't care about his internal organs because he came over with a full pouch of White Castle and then a Nos drink, like a big 22-ouncer.
And we're not
Nos.
Talking that's like 11 o'clock at night. We're talking about 3 in the afternoon.
That's a recipe for a dangerous bowel movement.
Bro, your heart would blow up in your chest.
Like, as you're shitting.
Yeah. That does not
my
sound good.
My burps tasted speedy.
It's like, it's White Castle Pez.
Those are words that never
belong
to you.
You forget
that
it wasn't that I just had White Castle. I also had the White Castle clams, the clam strip.
You're a foul individual.
Where the hell does a fast food chain get off selling clams?
I was also going to get their breakfast sandwich, too, at the same time as getting their fucking burger.
Eggs and clams? That's disgusting.
We saw the clams at Adventureland, too. Like the fried, you throw it into the fryer, pop them out, boom, same concept.
No, thank you. All right, now that we're fully
like
off topic, but let's jump back on.
Adventureland has clams?
Yeah.
Where do they have them?
You
like,
get the,
where you ride those fucking...
The restaurant.
On the Buccaneer, bro. Right.
Yeah. For those listening, if you don't know, Adventureland is the shitty local amusement park on Long Island.
It had a movie based on it. It wasn't that shitty.
Yeah, but they didn't film it here, even.
What?
Yeah,
it's based on it.
I guess.
No, it is. It's based on it.
Judd Apatow.
Zombieland?
Judd Apatow based on
it. Not Zombieland.
I don't know if Judd Apatow or Buddy.
Oh, Adventureland. Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
I did not watch it, but was...
It was kind
of lame. Did any old women fly out of a ride and die?
No, Ryan Reynolds, like, raped 16-year-old girls. That's what happened.
But that's what he does in every movie. Yeah. Just watch
what happens at Adventureland.
Because that's the most memorable thing that ever happened at Adventureland.
Oh, that chick got launched from that shitty roller coaster.
That and my father leaving me there for
like
10 hours out of a day.
No, this was a few years back. She got launched across the parking lot.
That's long enough to be recently. I'm not going to go on that shit.
Well, do you remember the ride, Lou?
Say the pirate ship.
I think it was... Jeez, I don't remember the name.
Was it a roller coaster?
It was
a looping star.
It was like a looping star kind of thing.
Oh, I know which one it is. It's
the
one
surf
that
one.
It like spin. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it was.
Does
the
it
surf
spin
one.
Too?
All right, guys.
Time?
Literally,
because
who
it
gives
was
a
one
shit?
That's
yeah.
All right, guys.
Let's just move on.
We're gonna move on to the next news story here.
Launched.
Hey, guys, try not to talk over each other. So I just hear a lot of voices. All right, I want this. I didn't know whether to put this into stupid people or regular news, so I made it to regular news, and then we'll jump into stupid people. But I guess this is pretty stupid. We're going to go to Tasmania, and this is something I want to see in the next paranormal.
Like with Taz?
Taz is involved, of course. All right. No, this is something I want to see in the next Paranormal Activity movie.
Something?
Taz just coming.
a thing happened. You'll understand after I tell after I tell the story. So this guy, he felt his house was haunted or something. He decided to set up some ghost cams, much like the movie.
Wait, what would be a ghost cam exactly?
Yeah. You know, the cameras in the bedroom?
They're just regular cameras? Just
set just
up four ghosts?
Just like in Paranormal Activity.
Porn cameras.
And what he found was something way more interesting, was his 28-year-old wife banging the shit out of his 16-year-old son.
Oh.
That's even more foul than her
Can
banging the
neighbor.
Can
I kill my son at that point?
Yes.
Kill my son.
Wait, how old is this dude?
Let's see. It doesn't say.
Well, I mean, forget
I have the age of everyone else here.
I'm saying, son's 16, she's 28.
I'd be like, I gave you life, I could take it away.
And him and said wife have an infant child together, too. So
does that, who even cares? The mother, he's not fucked up.
It's not incest.
No, but I mean, kudos, I guess, for the son, but I'd still
Kudos for the son, you fucking freak.
Why?
I don't know. It's not his mom.
You White Castle clan having motherfucker? Like, that is foul business.
Here's how it went down. So he pops on the tape. It's the camera that's in the stepson's room. Wife walks in. They start talking. Then they start tickling each other. Then they start making out. Then they start boning.
There was a lot of thought put into that one.
And his only excuse was, I just wanted to catch some ghosts.
I'm afraid of no!
Who am I going to call?
And she came forward afterwards. Fucking
she
escort service
forward,
banging 16-year-old kids.
Yeah, I would totally turn into a male whore at that point.
That would be the jump off. Like, I would be like, this is the foulest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I would wipe
What's
my
so
dick
foul
on the
about
dirtiest
the 16-year-old
shit in the world.
Banging his
this is fucking. It's our son.
No, it's not
real
son.
Stepson.
Stepson?
Yeah.
That's why I was. That's why I see nice. You're like nice. That's why I was giving him kudos. I was like, well,
his
the
son.
His son. Begging his girlfriend.
Her stepson. Yeah. But the funny part was, she was like, what's the matter? He's of legal age. And they're like, no, in Tasmania, it's 17. And she went, oh, no. And now she's, she shouldn't have, all of a sudden realized she shouldn't have admitted to having sex with this kid
she's
like four or five times. So now she's facing multiple charges.
That sucks.
I mean, that, now, I thought, for, no, because in my mind it was like he was, that was his mother. And now it's like kind of sexy. It's
I
like,
tripped and fell on his dick.
Now, but what I want hero. What I want to know is put yourself in the perspective of the husband. What would you do?
Moida!
Moida who?
It's like, both does she them. Have a stepdaughter?
I guess it depends well, how long you've been with a woman for. I mean,
they have,
first
a, they have a child.
Probably
so.
To murder the woman. Second, if it's your kid and you've been with her for like 14 years, maybe murder the kid. I don't know.
You teach them both a lesson. You rape your son.
While she watches, like, is that
your
point?
Know, you leave her the video.
String them up like centipede. Just make it so that it's ass to like, mouth both them, so it's like a circle.
Oh, human centipede. I was picturing the arcade game.
But I'd make them a circle, so there was no
boring.
Entrance and no exit. They would just peek.
They just look like an
own.
Infinity symbol.
Yeah.
yeah, man. I guess I don't know. Like, I'd be really upset about just being in the home. I'd be like,
it's
I'm
like
out
the
of
emotional
here.
Distress.
What
does
he do about the baby?
I don't.
He
know.
Smothers it.
She's yeah. facing charges next week. That's all we know.
Look,
about
you have
the
to
aftermath.
Smother the baby, get it out of the equation.
Let's not go too deep into baby harming. That's coming later.
I would make her fuck some
that's
old
a little
homeless
teaser.
Dude.
That
with
would
like AIDS or something.
You got a weird I've sense of justice.
That's, yeah, that's how you'd make it equal?
You got AIDS, bitch. From an old homeless guy.
Have fun enjoying the rest of your slutty ass life. Yeah.
As penance, you have to fuck Boxcar Joe and get the HIV. That's the weirdest idea you've ever had. Yeah,
that toothbrush you brushed with, I shoved it up my ass before you fucking decided to clean your teeth.
Well, who hasn't done that
it.
To somebody?
I'd be.
I know you've done worse. I know stories. You've told me stories. I know you've done way worse than that. So,
is the house haunted or not?
There's some demons in that house.
It's haunted by the spirit of human dignity that died
want,
there years ago.
I want closure on this ghost story.
Yes, where's the ghost?
All right, well, like, this guy's obviously stupid when his son's banging his fucking wife and he thinks there's ghosts in the house.
How could you? And my son died 3 years
ago.
Oh,
that's what all that moaning
she's just like,
was.
She's like, oh, babe, do you hear that?
Woo!
No, it must be ghost, motherfucker.
They just start doing that, making that sex noise. Like, woo! She's not like pull out. She's like, get out.
He blows a load in her face, and then she's like, what happens? Like, I got slimed.
All right, what do you say? You cue up a little stupid people for us, and we'll jump to the next one.
Stupid people.
Right. I'm rich.
You guys have roommates, or are roommates, or whatever. This woman, Charlotte, North Carolina, got so fed up with her son taking her food that when he took her Pop-Tarts, she called the cops and had him arrested.
Then
he cut his dick off and flushed it down the toilet.
And flushed it down the toilet.
Wait, what?
37-year-old woman had her son arrested, a teenage boy, for eating her Pop-Tarts.
She Legoed my ego.
What was her name?
Can you?
I don't have it here.
They said Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's her name.
Not
that's where she's from.
Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina, from
like,
Nevada.
Is there like a value like specified with like gold when it comes to Pop-Tarts? Like,
depending on the variety.
What flavor?
Strawberry. I don't
know. That is the good
flavor.
Whoa.
Did it have the frosting or non-frosting?
Non-frosting is not even a Pop-Tart to me.
I know.
It's an old school Pop-Tart.
Well, he was juvenile arrested. I don't know what that means.
What's
but
juvenile arrested?
I guess when you
I'm sorry, you just said you don't
arrest
a
kid.
You think the cops were
crimes.
Eating Pop-Tarts as they were arresting him?
No, they were eating toaster strudels.
Toaster strudels?
What do you think the cops said when the woman called and said, I want to arrest my kid?
I could go Pop-Tart. For a Pop-Tart.
What'd he do? He ate my Pop-Tarts. It's like, am I being punked? Like,
like, what
so
are
you're saying he sexually harassed you?
She ate my Pop-Tarts.
Well, the story states that this kid has been having ongoing discipline issues. So his mother went through great lengths, I guess, in order to, I guess, discipline the boy in the ways of not
he's a
taking shit that don't belong to you. But what I want to say to this is, fuck you, woman, for tying up police with Pop-Tarts.
That's where our tax dollars
That's a lot of tax money wasted.
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Fucking North Carolina.
I mean, it's not. I can't believe
that's
that.
That's supposed to be the better Carolina.
Who is the operators that are taking these calls that are like, I'll patch you through? Like,
911, this is, what's your emergency?
I'm stealing Pop. My son's stealing Pop-Tarts from me.
It's illegal to play pranks on 911, sir.
No, seriously, they're all gone.
May I inquire what the flavor of Pop-Tart was?
They were s'mores.
We'll dispatch a squad car immediately.
Thank you so much.
You think they just like put them on hold and were like,
yeah. Shh, you gotta hear what this asshole's saying. I'm sorry, continue.
Were they hot?
Were they fresh from the toaster?
Yeah, they constantly release those 911 recordings.
Were they crazy good?
Were they in a picnic basket? Was a bear involved?
I'm glad Lou got that one.
Yeah.
What about the 911 call of the cop that ate the fucking weed brownies?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, what's the score of the game you're watching?
That's amazing. So I'm saying, they released all those 911 recordings. Why can't we hear this one? I want to hear it.
I actually would love to hear this.
The stupidity of both operator and person calling.
And police
yeah,
are
the operator's
showing
probably
up.
Serious. The operator's like, right,
they
I
go
understand.
Over the dispatch.
Uh-huh. I've been in car accidents where I've had to sit and wait for 45 minutes for a fucking cop to show up so I can leave. They were probably there within 3 minutes for the Pop-Tart emergency. I don't, whatever.
I had to wait
guns
on the train.
Guns drawn.
They fucking kicked the door down with riot gear for this one.
Put the pastry down, son. It's not worth it. They're very high in sodium. Drop it.
He's coming right for us.
Just put three in him.
I actually had to wait about half an hour on my train this week because some kid got arrested with like a dime bag of pot on my train.
Ooh.
That's not even a crime.
It's like decriminalized.
Kid got arrested for it. Arrested.
Is that like virtually arrested?
No. It's fucking he wasted my time okay. with a capital E at the end of it.
Being around this pot thing, did you read that pot article yesterday that marijuana, apparently people who smoke pot have lower blood sugar than other
yeah,
people.
Yeah, it helps out diabetes.
It helps out with diabetes.
Fucking, I'm in perfect health.
Yeah, pretty right? sure the munchies.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, right? But think about that. You got the munchies and they still got lower blood sugar. So think about
now,
it.
I'm going to eat this Costco-sized bag of Twizzlers.
Yeah. Now all I need is a positive effect of cigarettes and I'm healthy as a horse.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
I also heard that plumbers say that cleaning the pipes every once in a while will help blood sugar levels.
Clean the pipes, smoke some weed.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, next story. Next stupid person. I'm just going to have to read the headline because it says it all. Tow truck driver pepper sprays baby.
He had it coming.
When I look for stupid people, I go to my normal sites. And every so often, you find a headline that
you don't even need anything more than just the headline.
I say we move on.
Yeah, like, done. Story
you just,
done.
You just need the Daytona Times.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask, where do you think this happened?
Florida.
Yes. Fort Lauderdale.
Wow, that was amazing.
Almost all of them.
Alabama.
Almost all of them come out of either Florida or Texas.
Almost all, yeah. Carolinas.
Illinois was big last week.
Illinois, yeah, had some shit going on. But we went with a theme last week.
Yeah.
I'm still on that Taiwan guy that chopped his dick off, flushed it down the toilet.
I know. I'm so happy I told you that.
He was angry at his wife.
I
right?
get you, you bitch. His wife was the nag, but we already went through that. Right. So this guy.
So let's go.
Why?
All right.
Was he in the movie The Campaign?
Tow truck driver Ronald Taylor. Tyler, I'm sorry. He was towing some illegally parked cars. Somebody came outside and said, hey, please don't do that. So he pepper sprayed the shit out of his kid.
what kind of baby can speak?
So here's, let me paint the scene. I'll paint the picture. So this tow truck driver, he's a 22-year-old man. Ronald Tyler, like I said. Husband, wife, and child come outside. Wife is holding baby. There's two different versions of the story, naturally. First, there's the version from the tow truck driver's point of view, where he's like, I was being physically accosted by the man. And then there's the man, his point of view, which was, I just asked him not to tow my car. At which point, the tow truck driver pulled out his pepper spray, sprayed the shit out of the man, sprayed the shit out of the woman, and hit that baby for good measure.
I like
the
second story.
I'm buying the
Take
tow
that
truck
for
driver.
My Pop-Tarts.
Now, it gets worse.
It gets worse than that?
Because the cops show up. And this guy tries to bribe his way out of it. So now he's arrested for bribery and pepper spraying a baby.
He should have just sprayed the
cop. Is there
cop.
A law? Like, you cannot pepper spray a baby?
He should have sprayed the cop.
Right. Just keep that going. No momentum.
While you got a whole routine going. You
might I mean, that might be an
he would have gotten away if he had sprayed the cop.
It might be an unwritten law that you cannot
GTA,
pepper spray
a baby. You can't, like, get rid of stars.
Add a little snitching onto this. because part of his bribery was he tossed out the name of a few drug dealers he knew, trying to strike some sort of deal.
Rat.
Oh, here. He offered the cop the name of drug dealers he knew and all the cash in his wallet in exchange
for
freedom.
I'll give you this $5 bill and a Pop-Tart that I stole.
I got this crack in my pocket, too, if you want that.
I meet this guy by Wendy's parking lot. I pick up about an ounce of weed every other week. You want his name? No, we're good.
I just like the fact that the cop showed up. What's going on here? He pepper sprayed the baby. Look, we were just on a serious Pop-Tart call.
This is the second call of the night. We've had a Pop-Tart call, and now you pepper sprayed a baby.
We had to come from North Carolina to drive to your dumbasses in Florida.
It's been a hell of a drive.
How was the baby?
I don't know.
Who cares?
I assume
about
the baby's fine.
Who cares about the baby?
I don't care about the baby.
No, I'm sure the baby's fine. It probably just fucked up that baby's world for a whole night.
I'm sure the baby's not that fine. It's like a baby. It's just getting pepper sprayed. It's just like,
it's crying.
So
anyway,
his vision
I'm sure.
went from 2020 to like 2080.
Probably changed his eye color, bro.
I thought our kid,
the first
I
baby
kid
with
ever
glasses
eyes.
Ever. Like,
really fucked up stuff. I love this stuff.
We'll get him contacts.
This is my favorite one. Next one. You guys watch reality shows at all?
No.
Not really, no.
A little bit.
That's why I love
a little bit.
Most of you.
Why? Got a girlfriend.
It depends
got
on
to.
What you consider a reality show.
Does your girlfriend watch American Idol?
No.
She watches some of those shows, but not that
one. Did you know people still care deeply about this show?
I know a black guy just left.
A black guy just left.
The black guy on the show that's been since the beginning.
With the glasses, right?
Yeah. I don't
know. Can you name any of the
Randy,
winners?
No.
Oh, the judge.
The judge, yeah.
He left. Okay.
That Asian dude that was half retarded like 8 years ago. That guy.
Shibang.
I just
want
to point out that in York, Pennsylvania, there's a couple so passionate about American Idol that when they got into a disagreement over who was going to win this year, they stabbed each other.
It's like that Walking Dead thing where you got so passionate, the one guy shot his fucking girlfriend over it.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Did one have a knife, stab the other? The other one went to the kitchen and grabbed the knife?
No.
This is where the story gets very vague because they haven't released much information.
The way it happened.
They were aiming for the
The way I see it, it was like that Michael Jackson video, Beat It, and they fucking tied their hands together and they had a knife fight.
What, he stabbed her with his penis and then they had a knife fight?
This is 48-year-old Karen Elaine Harrelson and 57-year-old Gregory Stombaugh. They were watching the show in York, Pennsylvania. And again, it's vague. They just released this. But all the investigators have said is one of them went to the kitchen, grabbed the knife, and stabbed the other. Then the other person who got stabbed grabbed the knife and stabbed the other one.
That's just not safe.
They haven't announced who stabbed first, but they have announced that it was over America.
You can transfer way too many diseases that way. That's just not safe.
Who were they rooting for?
That just means it was
I would answer
time.
That. If I would lower myself to knowing anybody who's on that show.
That just means it was a long time coming. It didn't... It,
oh, yeah, you're right.
It just meant that American Idol was just like the icing on the cake. It was like, damn, I fucking wanted
this
to
is
stab
it.
You forever.
Yeah, this is straight after the Voice debacle of 2012.
Bitch, if you say one more thing about Nicki Minaj, yeah. I'm going to go in the kitchen, get a knife, and stab you.
I want to watch this show at their house. Just sit back and
that's
watch
a dangerous
them fight.
Proposition, Pete. That's...
I'll carry some like baby-proof pepper spray. And just watch them go to town.
It's a hoedown, hootenanny, hoedown, hootenanny, hoedown, hootenanny.
Baby poop pepper spray. That'd be a rough little commodity to come by.
But that's pretty much that whole story.
They're rednecks.
They're going to jail.
By bear mace.
They should.
How does that work? Like you both do a stupid thing?
They're both.
How's you both going to jail?
They're both guilty of stabbing someone.
What if neither presses charges? What if one does, the other doesn't? Like.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they're both pressing charges.
So is that Asian dude?
If they're willing to stab each other over a fucking
like,
TV show.
What do you think they'd both be like, I'm not going to press charges, I'm not going to press charges, let's not go to jail.
No, they are fighting over a fucking game show on TV, a karaoke show.
Fair point.
If they're getting violent to the point of stabbing over American Idol, I guarantee there's some competition going into charging each other with a crime.
This is for all the socks you left on the fucking floor.
Yeah. So I'm pressing charges. No, I'm pressing two charges. I'm pressing 9 charges.
God damn it, would you ever shut off the fucking lights?
Pick up your socks.
Tell a story that goes somewhere, bitch.
What do you say? We jump into movies now.
Yeah.
That's my stupid people for the week.
They were stupid.
I'm rich.
Price of admission. Gee.
It's the best thing in the world to watch Lou during that thing.
He still loves
it. I just want to like, get my Glock and just...
You get straight gangster.
Mm-hmm. Hold that shit sideways.
We should be drinking Old English right now.
O.E.
Just for that segment.
Couple 40s.
Some fucking cold 45.
Yeah, right.
Just get beers and some paper bags.
No, we just need paper bag liquor.
Little Steel Reserve or something.
Oh. Steelies are just rough. But continue.
All right, big week for movies this week. We got two major releases.
Multiple sequel releases.
Yeah, that's true. First, a movie I have next to no interest in, Fast and Furious.
That
6.
Shit was dope.
The you only saw it, so let's talk about
there
it.
There were mad cars.
The only thing...
Chicks were hot.
I'm guessing there was a lot of, like, close-ups of fancy cars and like, import models and...
Scantily clad Asians. In
short
and The Rock.
And hot pants.
This one...
And The Rock completely greased down at all times.
They kept making fun of Tyrese for having a big forehead.
Does he?
Yeah.
Is that racist?
And every time The Rock walked into the room, someone would be like, "Do I smell Vaseline?" Or no, do I smell baby oil?
Because he's all greasy.
Yeah.
Oh, good. They addressed it then.
Well, I hated the first couple of those. These just because they have The Rock and they look like they're changing the franchise into a more of an action franchise instead of a pimped out Honda Civic, bro. Like,
they used real cars in this one too.
The way it's looking now too is especially after I guess the success of Fast 5 that we're gonna get one of these a year now.
Yeah, the next one's coming out next year, and Statham's in it.
What? This is like the new Expendables.
I guess
he's a bad guy.
This is like the
actually Expendables is the new Expendables because they're only
awesome.
Up to 2. This is up to 6,
and they're old as fuck.
These have been going on forever.
Yeah, but these didn't have like a lot of superstars in them. They rolled a couple of them out that were just useless.
Well, you
had
The Rock.
They just reinvented it.
Michelle Rodriguez is pretty popular.
No,
she was
she's
reinvented
not.
In this one.
Yeah, she
and this one has, what's
she's
her
super
face?
Popular.
Gina Carano?
Is that the one who played?
The MMA chick who's now an actress.
Oh, yeah. She played the cop.
Okay.
People, cop. None of these
what's
people.
What's the name
the
of her movie?
Chick? You ever seen that movie? Haywire.
Haywire.
Haywire. That's a decent movie.
None of these people can cut a line at a club except for The Rock. Like, if Vin Diesel walks up to some club in Miami.
She cut a line at the club.
Tyrese and Ludacris had a lot of good lines.
I feel bad for Tyrese.
She's hot.
I feel bad for Tyrese
Ernest.
Because he used to be like one of the jacked guys in this. Now you got The Rock and it's like, get out of your pansy.
Oh, Vin Diesel looks small in comparison to The Rock.
Vin
Diesel is fucking huge.
It's like if The Rock got hit by a Goomba, that would be fucking what Vin Diesel looks
there
like.
There is a guy in the movie, though, that's like, two rocks side
no.
by side.
No.
They need
I shit you not.
Well, that's not a human. That's CGI.
You're talking about like a truck?
He was like a You're talking about
a car?
No, Lippy, that was a tank.
I'd say they had a tank in the movie too, but this dude literally was like a giant fucking like Russian dude. Just like two rocks by side by side.
That's bullshit.
Oh wait, that Russian dude that's
no
in all
way.
Those stupid all those like
No.
Oh, never mind.
I've never seen him before in my life.
The Rock is way too big for anybody to ever be bigger than him.
The Batista's he was in the Iron Fist movie. He's probably a bit bigger than The Rock, but like even him, he's
not
double
the
size.
He's not bigger than The
not
Rock.
Not muscle mass.
He's not bigger than The Rock. Batista's big. The Rock got huge. The Rock was big. He's fucking huge
now.
The man is huge and greased up.
The dude,
you got to stay away.
The dude
from
was huge, and he's gotten 2 times where he was when he was a wrestler originally.
He's like the only wrestler to ever like get out of wrestling and become bigger.
Yeah. Well, did he get bigger
back,
when he went
right?
back to wrestling?
Yeah, you didn't know this.
Oh, he's a champion now. He lost the title at WrestleMania, but I don't really watch that much. I just like see things on Yahoo.
Cass doesn't know what The Rock is cooking right now.
I don't. I wish I did.
Well, I should say directed by Justin Lin, whose past credits include Fast 5, and Rotten Tomatoes gives it 74. That is not bad for this movie.
I think this franchise is turning a new leaf in the sense where the first couple ones were all about like Vin Diesel and Paul Walker and like their gay love for each other,
yeah,
right. Mm. But the new ones are all about The Rock and action. So,
Google Justin Lin. He's taking over a franchise. He's redoing something that's coming out eventually. Damn it!
You're making me do work here.
Oh, I'm telling you, he's redoing like a classic.
I'm gonna be really bummed if it's not Big Trouble Little China.
Go look it up. It's not Big Trouble Little China.
Why would it be that?
Because that was great.
You got internet on this?
I guess.
I'm doing too many things to mess with you.
I know. He's like, look it up. The two people who are actually working on things.
He's trying to remake a movie. I forgot.
Back to that later.
No.
Pete Berg.
Oh, yeah, we'll get back to that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care about Justin Lin. All right, next movie. Well, we should actually say, is anybody, Lippy, you already saw it. Is anybody else planning on seeing it?
You know what? I'm going to probably make a day of it one day when all of them are done. I'll probably watch the whole Rock collection of the Fast and the Furious, but I have no real interest in watching these.
Does that mean a year from now you're going to see it? Is that what you're trying to
that
say?
make a day of it. You can make, yeah, the wrong phrase. I think you mean kill a day.
Yeah.
Just destroy.
Yeah.
You didn't get anything done.
I'm a fucking drive a day away with one of those.
Right. I also saw the new scary movie, too.
Why would you do that?
Because it was free on my phone.
Oh, that'll do it.
I wouldn't pay for it. But after seeing it, I still say I wouldn't pay to see it.
All right, but we're on. What about you, Justin?
Oh, I found it. Justin. Highlander.
Highlander. There it is.
He's planning to take. Why would they do another Highlander?
I don't know. He's trying to reboot it.
There can
be only one.
Yeah. There can be only one.
First of all, there wasn't only one. There's Adrian Paul, and after there was originally. Christopher Lambert?
You know what
I love about Christopher Lambert? You cannot place his accent.
That dude's awesome.
Like, where the fuck is that guy from? It's like, I know everything. I hear everybody. It's like,
he's half Chinese,
are you
half
fucking
American,
European?
Like, yeah.
Are you pretending to be Chinese? Like, what the fuck are you, dude?
You're right.
He's from literal parts unknown.
Yeah, dude, he's definitely from parts unknown. Like him and the Ultimate War.
Population 2. And they never found each other there.
Yeah, but Justin, do you have any interest in even streaming it from your computer?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do my thing and watch it eventually.
Yeah.
My thing is undisclosed.
I can't ever get into these, any of them. Is it just because I'm not a car guy?
No, eventually, these all have The Rock. I'll see them when they're all done.
Yeah.
I'll check them out.
I think I might start, like, go back and watch Fast 5 and then watch the new one at some point.
Oh, you didn't watch the one before
this?
I tried
to watch 5.
I saw one. And it took all my interest out.
I didn't see 2 and 3, I don't think.
I saw parts of two and I shut it off. Yeah. And I skipped 3 entirely.
I saw the first 3.
That was Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift was the only good one.
I didn't actually see most of those.
A lot of people disagree with you on that.
That's only had a coherent story there. It wasn't just like Paul Walker and Vin Diesel being like, yo, you gay for me? Yeah, bro, I'm gay for you.
Wait, but there was no Vin Diesel in the second one.
I know, it was a good one.
It had Bow Wow.
No, I'm sorry, the third one. And that was a totally stupid.
When I think good movie, I think Bow Wow.
He's like a minute part. It's like whatever.
Rapper.
He had a cool car.
I don't
basketball
care.
Player.
He had the whole car. It was pretty cool.
I don't care.
But he was like literally in the movie for like 8 minutes.
I don't care.
He was in the movie for 8 minutes.
I don't care.
That third one's not a bad movie.
I don't care. We done?
No, it was all right.
I feel like Bow Wow might have been in something good, actually, though, like The Wire.
Little Bow Wow? It was in Entourage.
It was in Entourage? That's what
Oh, he was. He was Eric's, he's...
Like one fucking
one
guy.
One client, yeah, that's right. Well, let's jump to the next
actually,
movie.
He's also in Smallville.
As the black guy in played, Kansas.
Was he Cyborg?
I think he was Cyborg.
Because DC has like 3 black guys. So it's not that hard to draw that line. Okay. That was racist.
Well, you got it though. I mean,
this racism is killing me.
That one's on me. Okay. All right. Next movie this week. We all know it. Hangover 3. Thoughts.
I love cocaine.
We're seeing this tonight.
Sadly.
I'm not excited.
I didn't go
Am
see
I the
second
only one.
One
that's excited to see it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't go see the second one in theater. I watched it.
I watched it with you at Miller's house.
And we were really high and, you know, doing our thing. So it was enjoyable.
This may
but
have
it was
to
like
be
a
Doom
Care the
a
first
movie.
Like
it was, it's an exact copy.
Yeah, it was so I think they have to now they've done that, they gotta do something new.
Here's what I've heard. And I'm only the description of the movie that they officially put out is terrible. It's like a sentence.
That's not good.
The third and final film in Todd Phillips' record-shattering comedy franchise. This time there's no wedding, no bachelor party. What could go wrong, right?
That's all they get. That's what could go wrong.
Now,
it would be great if
some guy was not invited to the premiere party. That's who wrote that. All right.
Rotten Tomatoes, 21%.
Wow.
That is vile.
Now,
that's
what
rough.
Are we doing?
And all I heard, everything I've heard about this movie is that it's violent and not funny. Like they tried to make it an action flick.
I'm down with violence.
What Fast and Furious get Rotten Tomatoes? Because I might change these tickets.
74.
Oh, we might have to change the tickets.
I don't want to see the Fast.
74 though, that's decent. That's above, well above average.
I guess. I still don't want to see that. But
The Rock is so
greased up. If The Rock showed up in Hangover, I might be like, all right.
I'm still excited. I still love the Wolfpack, and I love Leslie Chow. And I like their exploits, man.
Look, just because you can name characters in the movie.
No, I'm being like.
Leslie Chow is not that fun. He's just the same character from Community. You could just watch him on Community. It's the same guy.
I can't watch him on Community because
that's just
canceled.
No, it's not. They got renewed for a season 5.
Every intellectual person like wrote that show is like got fired.
Watch season two and three. Watch the first three seasons.
Those three seasons were awesome. The last season was terrible.
And you get plenty of Ken Jeong as fucking Chang instead of Chow, and he's the same fucking guy.
Agreed.
He's the same character, only he does way less coke because I can't show that on NBC.
Chang Nisha is good, though. I'll say on the new season.
It's Changtastic. But I can't help but, like, I can't get past it. I'm not that excited. I didn't like the second one all that much.
It was not good.
I was going to say that Asian guy, whatever the fuck his name is,
Ken Jeong,
he's not great because he's not an actor.
He's a doctor.
The fucking guy is a real life doctor.
Yeah.
So you say he's doctor Knocked Up was the first movie he did ever.
Wait, I couldn't hear
it. It's not his profession.
Knocked Up was the first movie he ever did.
He's an actual true life doctor.
Actually, I'm wrong about that. His first movie he ever did, I think, but he was actually in The Shield.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. He was actually, I guess, like a little bit part of The Shield, but
he played Mr. Chong in that.
He was just some random guy in a little scene, and this is funny because I watched I watched The Shield originally, then I rewatched it, and this is like after that guy became popular, and I'm like, that's fucking that dude from The Hangover. I was like, what the fuck is he doing in this like 2003 TV show?
Right.
Is
it funny?
No, he just said like one line. It was like he wasn't meant to be like a part of the show. He was just like an extra,
Yeah.
But why can't you become an actor if you're a doctor? I don't know. That's fun.
Just saying.
Because you're a fucking doctor. Like,
that's his real profession. He's just doing this for fun. And it shows in his work.
Yeah, he actually, I think, just acts out of enjoyment of it.
It's not hard.
He's got one character.
Does he still do doctor things? Like, oh, hold on, I have to act one day and then I have to do surgery tomorrow.
The reason I know it is because he just, like, within the last month or so, renewed his license to practice medicine.
His medical license? Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. While he's in Hangover 3, probably not doing anything new or interesting in this movie. Yeah,
so you
Pineapple Express 2.
Yeah, so you two guys are going into the movie with kind of like a dark cloud over it.
I'm going in hand. with the mindset of, let's see what you got.
What do you think of the first movie?
I love the first.
The first movie's amazing.
Like, blew me away.
I love the first movie.
I've never been to a movie in a theater where I laughed so hard since.
The first one's hysterical. And it's
21 Jump
and
Street.
It's different.
I didn't see the theater.
That's really good.
That's awesome.
That's a good movie.
It was unique. It was different. It brought something new to the table. It was quotable and funny. Second
one. We
can
all relate to it because we get hungover all the time.
A lot. A lot. Probably tomorrow. And, like, number two.
I
can't even put it into words.
Surprisingly, there was no weed smoking in the movies.
That is weird. There wasn't in.
I can't think of one moment where they smoked weed.
It was in the pictures.
What pictures?
Right. The pictures during
after
the credits.
The movie, yeah.
Oh,
when they
get
the camera back.
That don't count.
Plenty of that. But in number two is just number one in Bangkok.
Yeah,
it's nothing
like,
new.
It's like Evil
violence.
Dead and Evil Dead 2.
That I do. I am a fan of the whole franchise, right? But
two sucked. You got to
two. It didn't suck. I still had my laughs, but two, they did not try to put any love into it. They were like, let's
you go
just
to watch a Hangover movie. What do you put on one or two?
One.
Well, one's a better one.
You're gonna put on one every.
If I had to recommend
time.
One, if I had to recommend one, I'd be like, go watch.
You're gonna put on one every time because they're the same movie, and one is better.
I agree. Well, what I'm saying is though, like. The second one was just thrown out there because they were like, this did so well. You know, they're like, none of these guys were huge stars yet.
Yeah, and that's the failing of this franchise. Right,
but
they
I think
the
third
opportunity
one
to make something great, and instead they made Hangover 2.
But right, why do we have to make everything into a franchise? I think that's the problem.
Because it makes money.
Because that made
that,
like
a, I mean, you made
how much money
did
it made like over $500 million.
It made a lot of money. I don't have the number in front of me. But
you came out with a comedy that no one was expecting to be this awesome.
Yeah.
You had to ruin it by making the second. And now you're
it was
probably
so
further
good.
Ruining it by making the third. I'm hoping
and they were so chicken shit about making that second one. They were like, we're going to just keep it to a T. They literally changed nothing in
I
that fucking
you.
Movie.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Even a character gets lost and found.
Gets lost. The beats are all the same. They're open up with them in a weird situation, making the phone call of like, I'm so sorry. Things got weird.
Didn't they do a Wolfpack toast too?
They did a Wolfpack toast only by the fire in the second one. And then, course, Ed Helms' character figures it out like randomly at some point after he sings a song about their experiences.
All right, but this new one, though, right? It's bringing in John Goodman. This guy does good work. All right. It brings back the character of Heather Graham and that baby and shit.
Okay.
All right. I feel that instead of Taiwan? No, it was Bangkok, right? It's in a Bangkok, just like some like weird venue for a fucking hangover movie. They're going back to Tijuana and Las Vegas.
What concerns me isn't so much the setting or the plot, because I know they're going the other way. They made number two, and they were like, we're going to keep this exactly the same as number one because we don't want to take any chances. That didn't turn out too well for them critically, or like even fan-wise, people got upset by it. So now they're probably going to overcompensate and go, we're going to do something completely different. But judging from every single thing I've heard, it's not funny. 21. And that's what I want to see it for. I want to see if it's funny.
21. It's going to be a lot of tomatoes. That's terrible. That's like...
I've seen worse. I've seen a lot worse.
I've seen like 12, 14, but I mean, that's down there. That's like...
That's the mindset that I'm going into this with.
I'm going into it psyched.
I'm not expecting much. I'm not expecting anything great. All I want to do is say, make me laugh.
You know what I will say? A lot of
Ed Helms screaming.
Yeah.
That a boy, which got like an 8, or it got like a 14, I think, and run the Razzies last year or some shit like that for...
I won't watch
worst
it.
Movie. I know you hate Adam Sandler. Anyway, that got like a 14 on Rotten Tomatoes, I think. Something terrible.
That movie was awesome.
It was awesome.
I am not taking my movie advice from either of you.
It was good.
You told me to watch a bunch of movies. But you know what? Like, I'm not going to say a movie sucks just because you told me to watch it. It's just that you had a different taste in it.
Did I not?
Which movie?
Did I say that I'm not watching it because like those movies are definitely awful? But I know what my taste is, and That's My Boy is not my taste.
Beyond the Pines, that new movie with
which one is that? That's the
with the guy from The Hangover. What's his name?
Is it which character? Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah,
and the guy from Drive.
That got like a 90 something Behind the Pines.
Ryan Gosling. Not good.
Not good.
Not good. I didn't like it.
They got a huge score on Drive. Really? Like a 90 something.
Yeah, they actually heard positive.
That's what I thought. I watched it. It just felt boring.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I was pretty
hyped to watch it.
On the topic of movies, though, real quick, Brian, you did recommend one to me this week, Revisionaries.
Revisionaries, the documentary. It's on Netflix, yeah.
That is the scariest movie I've ever seen.
It's a reality.
It's a documentary.
Scary? I don't.
Creepy scary or
no? Reality scary.
Reality scary.
I don't text message. I email a lot, and I email Pete with the scariest horror movie you've ever seen in the last 10 years. And then
is it supposed to be a horror movie?
No. It's about the textbooks in Texas, and like the board that like votes on what should be
school
in
boards.
Them. And they're just like, you know what? Evolution's a theory. You can't prove it.
The South won the war.
It was pretty much a study in religious ignorance in the school board system in Texas.
Sadly, it's a study that has been applied to about 20% of the education system in America.
It's atrocious. Holy shit.
I was shocked when the guy was like, they're like, what about dinosaurs? They're like, yeah, they lived with humans and they were on Noah's Ark. It was like, absolutely not.
My favorite part of the whole movie is at the end, he's teaching like Sunday school kids. The guy who's promoting the intelligent design in the textbooks.
Okay.
And he's got a little model made out of like cardboard of the ark. He goes, look at this design. Floor one, Noah. Floor two, critters. Floor three, poop. Seems pretty flawless to me. I was like, oh my God, I want to. I had to turn this movie off halfway through and take a walk and come back to it because I had to like decompress.
Think about how many people like South Mason Dixon line or just across the United States anyway that are like still legitimately
New York.
Illiterate. Like, illiterate. Go to school, can't fucking read.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
And not retarded, just stupid.
Poorly retarded.
Yeah, they're retarded. Yeah.
But the reason they're retarded is because what we're teaching them is retarded. If we start teaching them shit like evolution isn't real...
Well, in that documentary, you learn that the textbook companies are dictated by two states. It's California and Texas, and they make two separate textbooks. And they're divvied out, I guess, between like the blue and red states. And Texas obviously divvies out their textbooks to like Bama, Arkansas, Florida, like
the rest of the educated areas.
We gonna mathematically prove to you that 2 + 2 = 8.
Bro, Jesus was a person. He definitely existed, and then there was dinosaurs on Noah's Ark.
Jesus didn't give a shit about no man.
He would definitely be against the Arabs.
Jesus gonna be Jesus president right after man. Obama.
Vote Jesus.
Vote Jesus.
I love that Family Guy. Where Peter, I think they're in the witness protection or something. It's around there down south. And you see some kind of documentary for space and just evolution. And instead of...
The redneck edited version?
Yes.
Is that what you're doing?
It's like the dinosaur.
Science tells us that the universe is hundreds and hundreds of years old.
Jesus, Saurus, Rex.
And that the universe came about via... Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, if you really watch it, I recommend everyone watch it. It is eye opening about
what
how
is it called again?
It's called
Revisionaries. The Revisionaries.
It's crazy.
Wow.
About how like just, the people there are teachers in in these meetings and they're like so upset about everything. They're just like, these children aren't going to learn about evolution until they go to college, yeah. And that's a shame.
Their concern is, do you want these kids going to college and then just being completely ignorant about any of this?
They had one of Jerry Falwell's girls there.
Oh, yeah. They had Liberty University featured as part of the movie.
Well, I think it's like 49% of Americans don't believe in evolution, at least evolution by itself. 34% will agree in intelligent design, like evolution by God,
right.
And then like 15% would just completely not agree with evolution.
I am absolutely shocked.
Look at the last presidential election and how many Republican candidates raised their hands when they asked if they believed in evolution.
It's nuts because European states, there'll be like 85% of people or 88% of people or something insanely high will agree with evolution exists. Here, it's under 50%.
Oh, it's so fucking... stop!
You're angry now!
This should rewind back to the stupidity thing because...
Let's go back to stupid people and talk about this.
It's shocking that I just didn't think that it was that big of a percentage of people that believed that nonsense, and they're like, oh, it's a theory. You can't like they were getting their creationism, that called creationism through because they're like, well,
that's the problem with evolution is that we still use the term theory of evolution, even though it's widely agreed upon, almost 100% across the board in scientific circles.
Anyone,
we still use the term theory, which gives idiots license to doubt it.
Okay, but they're not going to be stupid and say it's fact because they can't prove it.
The unfair thing.
Have they never heard of like genetic mutation?
Well, granted, because
that's
the nature of science is that nothing is really provable and we're constantly evolving.
No. Yeah, you know what's funny? It's provable that the Earth is older than 5,000 years old.
It's provable.
Yeah. But I'm about to say it's provable global warming exists, but I guarantee half people here might disagree with that.
That what now?
Like global warming exists. I mean, but had people here will disagree with that.
That's interesting one.
I believe in it. There's not a. I don't believe. I just don't particularly believe in global warming because they're using 100 and like change years of weather to dictate. Like,
so what kind of evolution theory? Right. The evolution theory.
See, now I disagree with Brian, but I don't want to get too political. I want to talk about this movie.
Yeah, fair enough.
This is not a political podcast, and I try not to keep it too heavy.
The dinosaurs roamed, and then they stood in front of microwaves and turned into Jesus.
A bunch of retards trying to create an education system for
children. That's what pisses me off so bad about the movie. Like whenever
the movie,
well, whenever they go to like one of these kids who's like learning about, you know, intelligent design, and they're like, what do you know about evolution? That we turned from monkeys. And you're like, shut up, you idiot. You don't know anything. You don't know anything about anything ever.
Oh, man.
Castration.
He's like, I love the guy's like, you're trying to tell me that
that's
me and this monkey are like the same thing.
I'm trying to think of the Michelle Bachman quote, which is kind of like that. She's something like, do we look like monkeys?
She does.
That's racist.
But that's really the way they think.
Someone
should have
just
raised. Do I look like a monkey?
I know. It's like they get so personally offended. Like, I'm not a monkey. Or you're not.
What really needs to happen is one of those like senators should like, raise their hand and be like, Michelle Bachman, you're stupid as shit. Like, I'm sorry. Just take his little headset off. Like, look, stop it. I'm just walking out. You're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get like a beer across the street.
It's like, Madam Kennedy.
Anybody with education,
you are a stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid woman.
Yo, I'd be like,
your ideologies disgust me.
Yeah, to my interns, like, anything she votes, vote the opposite on me. I'm out. All right.
All right. Well, I need a palate cleanser out of all that shit. And I'm almost sorry I brought it up.
Pop Tart?
But I would love one. Thank you.
I'm rich. There's a palate cleanser for you.
All right. Well, what do you say we do a little TV stuff and do some fill up my DVR?
Fill up my DVR.
You know what that means. Brian's singing. That means he still has not made a jingle.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I'm telling you, just record it. We'll do it right now.
TV shows are over, though, now.
No.
But we got some stuff to talk about. For example, the big Xbox reveal came this week.
X1.
And that's TV related.
It is. In the sense that via Xbox, Xbox is kind of going to do the Netflix thing. And they're going to offer original programming. First up, Steven Spielberg presents Halo.
Down.
I like the Halo movie.
Halo
4 that I've been watching on Netflix.
Yeah, those live action.
Forward
awesome.
Unto Dawn. Yeah.
Which I've been watching on my Xbox. So what do you mean? Like, you could do Netflix on Xbox already.
Yeah,
or
but,
just like
but
Xbox
now
is doing its own.
They're going to do their own original program.
They're going to turn into a
oh,
network.
That's, see, like, I didn't realize that. When I watched all those little videos, they didn't explain that to me. Like, that's a, I think it's a huge step for Xbox to have their own original programming. Like,
they're turning into a network.
Yeah. And I'm sure we're going to cover this at great length on the A-Squad podcast this week, but I definitely wanted to bring this up because would you not watch the Halo series?
I definitely check it out. Yeah.
It's called Red vs. Blue.
Because Spielberg
has such a big name, but it's just it's no
Spielberg's
one necessary.
A good candidate for this.
You think so?
Because he throws his name onto weird things. Think back to the 90s. Tiny Toon Adventures, Animaniacs, and Pinky and the Brain were all Steven Spielberg presents. You know, he likes what he likes, and he puts
money.
His name on them. And he
money.
Tends to turn around a pretty good product.
That's true.
So I'm actually pretty excited about this. I would love to see a Halo TV series.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I mean, it's better than a lot of the shit they come out with.
And like, their games
the
suck
Duck
now.
Dynasty.
So.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just do it in the vein of Battlestar Galactica, and you got yourself a hit TV show.
I liked, you know what's funny about Battlestar Galactica? You turned me on to it. I really like it, but it's like one of those shows that, like, I watch like four episodes in a row, and then I won't watch for like 4 months.
Yeah, I can see that. Speaking of, that's a good segue into our next one. Brian, you've been touting Vikings for a while.
Ooh, it's a great show, man.
Have you finished the season?
The last episode I have not watched.
I win. I watched the whole season in 2 days.
I'm well behind.
I love Jacked Up, Jax Teller. He's the shit. And that show is really, really good. I recommend it to anybody. I'm going to eventually watch the season's finale on it, but I'm really excited just as for our show, like for it to come back next year, because I think just the material they're using where it's like, oh, well, not only is it their own culture, you get to learn a little bit about Viking culture. It's
very educational.
Yeah, like because you learn about what they did, not really what they were.
No, but in between all the awesome giant fight scenes.
Yeah.
And like.
But how good is the main character? Craziness. He's so smart, like, you know, like.
Oh, Ragnar?
Yeah, he's like.
Ragnar's the shit.
One of my favorite points of the season, he's like, what's his face? Gabriel Byrne is like, you could keep one thing off the boat. And he's like, I'll keep the slave that knows my
language.
Oh,
yeah, but that was predictable. Now, I mean, you knew he was doing that.
How many of us have watched it?
I've watched the first three episodes.
Yeah,
so I watched that episode.
First three, you've seen a bunch.
Yeah.
Brian,
you've seen almost
but the last Lippy.
I watch cartoons.
Okay. So
let's practice cartoons.
I've been watching Futurama.
So as usual, Lippy, crack wise at this point. Here's my big complaint
Waffles.
About the show, and it didn't take me out of it that far, but the only complaint that I had was Gabriel Byrne's character bordered on the supervillainy and cartoonish supervillainy.
Yeah, but they
during his episode.
They did get rid of him pretty quick.
Thanks,
midway through
Brian.
The spoilers.
Like funny supervillain like Rick
episode
Moranis.
Five,
like
the big one.
Baseball Rick Moranis.
No, not that, but it was like the level of evil shit he was doing was just too much. Like the first episode He sentences a guy to death for something, and they're like,
death by a snooze.
And they go, don't worry. He'll get into Valhalla at least.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the execution, they chop the guy's head off, and he's like, and I curse him to no Valhalla. And you're like, oh, that was just an extra dick move for no reason.
Yeah, the other move where he killed the guy.
The next episode, he kills a kid for no reason. Yeah.
Kills
the next episode.
Well, the kid stole his Pop-Tarts.
Kills the blacksmith.
He stole his Pop-Tarts, exactly. The next episode, Ragnar, the main character, comes back with a boat full of gold. And he goes, well, I'm your Earl. This is all mine. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. They're really trying to make him too evil.
Yeah.
But they...
$1 million.
But they killed him, and I'll find out. They kind of hinted at anyway in the second episode that he saw his kids dead and shit. So
yeah, they do away with him.
It's pretty obvious they're going to kill
him. But the rest of the season, very strong. Very good show. Very cool.
I love his Ragnar's relationship with his brother. Like, you don't know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Get to the last episode so we can talk about it.
Does that dude not remind you of the guy from True Blood?
Which guy?
That sexy wolf?
The wolf dude from True Blood. That
the funny connection, you know, Eric Northman?
Yeah.
His brother is on the show.
Oh, really?
He's Loki.
He plays Floki.
Floki.
The crazy boat builder dude. Who's actually my favorite character?
I love how he saunters around everywhere. Remember, he's, like, admiring the golden cross, and then the priest, like, trying to, like, be like, you can't take that. It's God's. And he slits his throat. He's like, get off me.
My favorite part is when they raid the church. Not the first church where there's no civilians, but the second one where there's actual, like, parishioners there.
Yeah.
And he's like, skulking around the pulpit, and he takes a sip of the holy water, and everyone's like, and he's like, and spits it on the ground. Everyone's like, and now he's like, he just gets this giant grin and he starts doing it over and over again just to get people upset.
Must not be cursed.
I'm sorry, your little like ceramic gizmo or whatever, it looks like he just like took a couple shots. and he's feeling nice.
It's not at the 12, though. He's good.
Yeah, he's good to go.
There's a Mogwai bobblehead on the table.
Yes.
And he does have, like...
He's surly.
He's got stoner eyes.
Joker's laughing at
I kind of wish he had a monocle, a top hat, and a fucking cane, because he would look very well. But, yeah, Vikings, I mean, I know it's a little late, because it ended about, like, a month ago, but...
Yeah, finally got around to it. I promised I would, and I promised I'd beat you to watching the whole season. And I live by my word.
Cool,
I started watching Oz instead of watching the end of the season. I should have.
The movie?
Oz, well, like, good. Fucking dude raping in prison show.
No, the great James powerful. Franco. Oh.
I just got that today, so I'm going to watch it this week. Cool. But Justin, also I started watching Arrow.
Yeah,
in continuity. It's good.
I heard Ollie is just delicious in that movie.
He's a jacked up motherfucker.
Yeah.
Dude's a beast.
I will say my one complaint with Arrow. All right. He's been trapped on a desert, not deserted, but he's been trapped on an island for 5 years. For as far as anybody knows, alone. Turns out he's not, but he gets
worse.
Back to the mainland. He gets back to his family. He's been there for less than a week, and everyone's like, "You're such an asshole. Why won't you open up to me?"
Yeah, I agree.
It's like, you don't care about anybody but yourself. All you do is talk about yourself. Motherfucker, I've been on an island for 5 years. Cut me some slack.
He also uses arrows in a world where there are guns.
But he's better with the arrows.
Yeah, he's spelled
it. In
arrows.
Fact, like the third episode features Deadshot, who's like a big DC villain, who's like the best sniper on Earth.
Wasn't he in a movie?
No.
Oh, no, that was Bullseye.
He was in the video game.
Oh, Bullseye was played by Colin Farrell.
Yeah, Colin Farrell.
That's like the Marvel version of him. But he was in the Batman Arkham games. Deadshot.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And they actually had some cool fights in that. I really enjoyed it.
I would kill the arrow with a gun.
There's a bunch. I mean,
before
I'm not,
he shot me with an arrow.
There's a bunch of DC villains or whatever. There's a bunch of the villains from, I guess, the Arrow series in the show.
So. Well, I've seen Deathstroke.
They got a bunch of random ones. I googled it because I was like, oh, these characters real and everything. You know, they get the dude from Spartacus, which I think you just met him.
That's Deathstroke.
Manu, what's his name? It's like, I forget. Whatever, it's go on.
They got the sniper dude you just mentioned.
That's Deathshot. Yeah.
Deathshot. They got some Asian hitman woman that's, she's something in the
that could be series. Any number of characters.
She's supposed to be that Asian dude's daughter, I think. I'm not really sure.
Again.
I don't think it's really connected. Cause
again, it could be any number of characters in DC.
But can we get on to episode 8?
All right, yeah. They're clamoring for it. Let's do our Game of Thrones.
I'm like just drooling over it.
Let's do a little Game of Thrones. As usual, as of last week, I've come up with a few bullet points. And I want you guys to chime in on them. Lippy, crack-wise.
They have a midget on the show.
Yes, they do.
He's glorious.
That's all I know about
the show. Who was prominent
this
week.
There's a midget on the show?
That's all I know about the show.
You'll have to fuck her with a wooden cock.
He was very prominent this week. So I'm going to throw these out. Let's get your thoughts. First, if it comes to battle, kill that one first.
I love that whole scene where that guy was so cocky. But I think I took away from that one scene most is that guy who was like in love with Daenerys. I loved his character so much.
He wasn't
much.
In love with her initially, I don't think.
Right off the bat, you could see that.
No, because there's a point later on where you realize that she's won him over. But he gets the sellswords to join her for a meeting to discuss the upcoming battle. And they all pretty much decide that they're going to fight her, and the one guy is just extremely crude about it. Show me your cunt. All that shit.
Do they show mad titties on that show?
Mad titties.
Okay, then it's good.
When are people going to realize the bitch got dragons? Like,
fucking dragons. And an army of, like, zombie slaves.
Yeah, like,
was that, like, your way of saying, like, her titties were mighty fine?
No, she's got actual dragons.
Which brings us to the next bullet point.
Titties episode.
Daenerys' tits.
Yeah.
Win again.
Yes.
They're not the best tits on the show. She's hot.
But that dude saunters into her tent.
She just flaunts it. She just flaunts it. Gets
you know
the
she just broke up with,
like,
Seth MacFarlane?
Yes. We cover that every week.
Oh, man.
can I quote, make a Brian quote?
Yeah.
That dude totally did not deserve
yum
that.
Yum a dum dum.
But that guy saunters into her tent as an assassin, and she just... gets out of the bathtub, stark naked, and he's like, "I'll serve you."
Why would she break up with Seth MacFarlane? That's like handing back a winning lotto ticket. She's like, no, I don't want this.
I don't know about that.
It's a chlamydia.
Yeah.
I can only.
It's gonna be like fucking. What's that British dude and that? You know, Russell. It's gonna be like Russell Brandt and that chick. Like all of a sudden,
Katie
she's Perry. Gonna die out. Yeah, she's going to die out, and Russell Brand got super famous and funny again.
Those titties ain't dying out.
But Katy Perry did not die out. I think Russell Brand died
yeah,
out.
Yeah, she did. No, he didn't. He got a
Brand
show
X is the worst show
ever. But he still got it. He still got it.
Okay, guys.
Game of Thrones.
Sorry.
Anyway, I love the scene where he's just like, they said I had to kill you. I said, I don't want to kill you.
I want to bang you.
basically, he wants to bang her. And they're like, they said I have to. And then I said, no, I never have to do anything.
What do you think her bodyguard is going to think about all this?
He definitely wants to bang her.
I always forget
his
name.
He's got no balls, so Grey Worm.
Not Grey Worm.
He's a eunuch?
Oh, are you talking about the guy, the younger knight?
Sir, dad just died.
Sir, what's his face?
The younger knight.
The guy whose dad was the head of the Night's Watch.
The younger knight.
Yeah. Sir Eunuch.
He's not that young.
He's going to be, like, probably a little bit jealous because this guy's a young, really good-looking, like virile guy who has an army with him, and he's just, like, I'm an indentured servant, basically, to Daenerys.
How many guys are going to want to bang her before she...
Everyone who comes across her because she is dope.
She just has, like, these dudes around her, and she doesn't bang them. They just want to bang her.
I know.
And that's the key to her leader.
Except for fucking Khal Drogo.
Yeah, Drogo.
Next point. Joffrey, the one true king. Of being a dick.
Dude.
See the midget?
He was awesome. I actually liked him in this episode where he was like, perhaps I'll visit you. He basically
You
says
liked
that,
him for being rapey?
No, but I liked that the fact that like
That's
he was
creepy.
He really got like really evil this episode.
He's always fucking evil.
He's always fucking evil.
Like, for whatever reason, he was going out of his way to be evil. Like, and what did he say to Sansa? He's like, as long as there'll be a Lannister baby in your belly, it doesn't matter who puts it into you. Perhaps I'll have like my knights come in there and hold you down, and I'll put it in you. And he's like,
"Yeah, that doesn't make him awesome. Yeah,
I don't think he's awesome, but I just thought it was awesome, when especially after all that when Tyrion stands up to him and he's just like, he slams.
We're getting
that.
To that.
All
right, I hate Sansa, but honestly, she doesn't deserve to be raped.
Now,
What
I'm specifically referring to with Joffrey's dick moves is. Pulling the fucking little stairs out, the step stool out from Tyrion.
But I love how Tyrion counteracts it by not being like, oh, he did that. He's like, he was a Sansa. He's like, can you help
me
out?
Oh, he was perfectly demure and
before he got wasted.
I love how my favorite line of the whole show is when he was like, do you drink wine? He's like, I only drink when I have to. He's like, today's one of the days you have to drink wine.
Next point, actually, drunk Tyrion rules.
Yeah,
I loved when he slammed that knife down and he was just like, you'll have to fuck your wife with a wooden cock. Because he felt very, very, like, the whole time he was being attacked by his nephew.
Well, his nephew tried to kill him earlier in the season.
But yeah, because his nephew doesn't appreciate it. Because Tyrion is, like, maybe him and Tywin are the only people in the entire world that Joffrey lives in that they stand up to him.
Exactly.
And tell him what he's... Because remember, his mom is just like, you try to make him do what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Well, you are talking about the midget guy now, right?
Tyrion is the midget. No, it's just funny.
It's like they're awesome. The only ones who could stand up to him.
Well, yeah. Like, you got to watch the show because Tyrion's a force to be reckoned
with. One of my favorite lines in the whole show is that when they're getting the people of Flea Bottom are just going
Flea
nuts.
Flea Bottom midgets.
Well, anyway, people.
All right, this may be a bad time to mention this, but Bates Motel also wrapped up this week.
Bates.
I haven't watched it.
But anyway, the people of Fleabottom were like rebelling against Joffrey and all that stuff, and then he's like, "You have it all executed." To Tyrion, Tyrion slaps. He's like, "What do? You can't execute your people." And then Tyrion slaps him. He's like, "You see, my hand didn't fall off. Basically, you're not infallible." Like, man. I just love how Tyrion always. Knocks him down a peg.
Also, great scene. That was when the Hound
and Inter two
stops.
Sounds like
we
getting
raped.
Yeah. That was a great episode.
Just stabs right the guy.
Actually,
to go back
to this episode, the Hound was with Arya, and he told her that I stopped your sister from getting raped. He's like, you could ask her if you ever see her.
That was a nice little moment where he's like, I'm taking you home. He's not.
And then he also
her
you stupid
Land.
Awesome girl.
He gave his best line out again. He's like, fuck Joffrey, fuck the queen. He's like.
I love the Hound, man.
Yeah.
That guy rocks.
The Hound's awesome.
All right, I got one more bullet point to go over, and we'll call this a day. Mm-hmm. Big Daddy White Walker goes out like a bitch.
I finally Daddy. Was like, thank God this guy's story is halfway interesting.
Sam?
Sounds like the name of
a slave
driver. I grit
my teeth.
Who?
Like Big Daddy White Walker. what was it you called the racist term for white people?
Bleachbacks. I grit my teeth when Sam comes on the screen because his shit is so boring.
I know. It's him and the chick wandering the woods. But we caught a glimpse of the guy from the season finale of season two. Mm-hmm. The White Walker who was riding a horse. Who looked like a fucking badass.
Oh, that was the guy that bit it?
Yeah, he got murked.
That White Walker.
That was that White Walker.
That's the same one. I went back and compared.
I didn't realize that.
White Walker. What do you want, murder?
At first, Sam takes a sword to him, and he shatters the sword. And that was like, I'm like, oh, it's going down. And then he just kind of stabs him with that. What kind of knife?
It was the dragon eyes. Remember, he found it in the snow?
Yeah.
With that corpse?
Yeah, he buried it
and
up.
He was just like, why was this buried here? It's like, they want us to find it, obviously.
Yeah,
and
it was like that special blade.
No, it was a dragon's breath caused it to, you know, to be like that. And that's, well, I mean, I know because people have told me already, but it's basically going to end up being a North
Pole. Hey! Thank you, Pete. I get it. The dragons are gonna fight.
We get it. You talked to Ken a lot.
But all right,
well, fire. Basically, it was caused by fire, and that's why he killed him.
All right. And that's why he burst into snow.
That's why he fucked his shit up. Because, like, the dragons will probably be affected by those White Walkers.
Dragons would be affected if they weren't trying to.
If they
take
weren't
over,
grounded.
They weren't trying to take up the rest of some other world right now because this dumb bitch wants to not have slaves.
I know. I want this all to tie together soon.
Like, she could have jumped on those ships and just finished her business.
Yeah.
But no, she wouldn't do that.
Like, well, just a quick. Why not? Quick note. Next week, we do not have a Game of Thrones review because this is Memorial Day weekend. So
no Game of Thrones?
No Game of Thrones.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
That's terrible.
Buddy,
That's
you
terrible.
Look all sad.
I am, but we got the whole season of what's it called? It's coming out.
Arrested Development. Monday.
Nice.
And
we say Monday at like
it's on Netflix,
12:01,
right?
Yeah. Are we saying? Or?
Well, the rule is for this show, if you want to be on next week, you have to binge watch the whole season.
I'll binge it.
And you have to be ready to talk about it.
I mean, I'm not a huge Arrested Development fan.
You
but
good? Lou, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've seen 1-3 like 5 times already.
I watch it once a year.
Netflix
the whole
is going to crash.
Me, I'm
series.
Like once every other month.
But I've only seen it about once through.
Now, do you think that might actually happen?
Yeah.
I think it's plausible.
No, it won't happen.
They might need, like, literally, it's a server setup. They may not have the server.
Not many people logging in on one day to watch one
at
show.
One time.
These series have been pretty good. Like, you see the Kevin Spacey one on Netflix, or the Game of Cards, or
House of Cards. I haven't actually watched.
It's pretty
it
good with Mara, the Mara daughter in it also.
Yeah,
the little Mara.
And what's the other one they have? They have another.
They have Hemlock Grove.
Hemlock Grove. Like,
oh, I haven't seen that one.
You were telling
Vampire.
Me about that last night.
You know what? It's okay, but there are some weird dialogue things going on.
You were talking about
rape and
blowjobs.
I mean, as far as the dialogue. There's this uppity rich kid,
right?
And then there's this gypsy kid.
Okay.
And they befriend each other, and then towards the end, they have this thing where they're like, they do this ghetto thing where they're like, she, and it's so fake.
It's a wire
and phony. And they do it like every.
It sounds
time
like a bad sitcom.
Other.
The uppity ghetto kid and
like,
the gypsy kid.
They want us to do
shit,
this.
The sitcom.
I saw that dude. In
a BET this fall. Shit.
Gypsy guy realizes he's hanging with a rich dude and fucking robs him.
But
it's like The Odd Couple for a new generation.
But there's a lot of fucking incest and child sex talk.
Yeah.
Really turns
I don't know. I was intrigued by
that. That turns Lou on.
He's like, there was a lot of child sex talk.
Rock solid.
And that's what makes it great.
No, I mean, towards the end, these two chicks are talking, and they're like 14, are talking about giving blowjobs. I'm just like, that's not right.
Probably subpar blowjobs, only 14.
Then,
yeah.
At like the climax of the story, you know, this person is like talking about how changing into a werewolf is like coming, and
it's True Blood. So it's True Blood then,
kind of, because the main character is that guy's little brother.
Sookie, yeah,
is the big tall guy, whatever his name is,
Alcide.
Wait, from the guy I was talking about before. That's
the
he's the little brother in that show.
Yeah.
That's
the big tall vampire guy.
Oh, not
tall. Oh, you're talking about
Eric.
Oh,
yeah.
So there's another one on TV.
Yes.
Oh,
another Eric Northman.
Wow, that family is like.
But he looks exactly like him, just young.
Good, because we all need to. I like Eric Northman just fine, but that last season was garbage, and he was in Battleship, and I won't forgive him for it.
I liked Battleship.
So
Eric Northman's a Viking, right?
No, his brother's in Viking.
But he was a Viking.
He was a Viking in True Blood, yes. Eric the Viking. It all comes together. It's so weird. I want to see that in the show. Like, Floki is, like, sauntering about and his brother shows up, but he's a vampire.
Like some Star Wars scene where he's, like, an Obi-Wan, like, dead.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, we got something good going here.
Fan fiction!
Right. Fan fiction.
And then the Ewoks played on the dead dead stormtroopers' helmets. And
are you jerking off the microphone?
I'm seeing if you can actually hear it.
Yes, I can hear it. Yeah. Stop doing that.
It's quite prominent.
You're like the token 5-year old of this show.
The ADD was kicking in.
Like too much Game of Thrones. I'm gonna beat off this mic. Alcohol does not cure ADD. Apparently. For those who could see, Brian was just filleting a microphone. So. Good technique.
I know.
All right. Anybody have anything to add before we wrap this up?
Add about what?
Waffles.
Okay.
Pancakes are gay.
No. Yeah. Pancakes are gay. Best part of the Harold Kumar Christmas flick.
Okay. I was wondering what that was. I know you told me.
Waffle Box.
Well, as far as TV, I just started watching Longmire.
I don't know Longmire.
I watched a couple episodes of that.
Like western-y. Yeah. Sheriff show featuring the chick from Battlestar.
It's like Alaska though, or
that
something,
sounds
right?
Something.
Is it?
It's not. It's not like. Or
the guy's
it's
wearing
cold.
A cowboy hat.
You're right. It's winter though, like where it starts, right?
Yeah,
and it's coming. Winter is
right.
Coming.
It could be winter in like the northern. Like could be like.
It sounds like something I'd enjoy.
It's good.
I gotta look that up.
It's
how are you watching
Lou Diamond Phillips?
Netflix.
It's on Netflix. Cool.
Yeah. Lou, that's the one with Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Anyone and seen the coming good. Attractions to the Lone Ranger?
Yes.
Looks pretty good. I'm gonna watch it.
Johnny Depp. I've reached my limit with
look,
that guy.
Look, here's what you got to do. Put the last two or three Pirates movies out of your head and remember how much you enjoyed that first one when it came out.
You know,
and hopefully that's what we're going
to
get.
Is
I'm
it
willing
Philip K.
to
Dick? Who's the guy
give
that,
him the benefit of the doubt and watch it.
Who's the guy that he does all the movies for, Johnny Depp?
Gore Verbinski?
No, it's Tim Burton.
Tim Burton.
No,
but
not Tim
Gore Verbinski did
not,
this one.
That's not
did Lone Ranger.
Who's
right?
the, you know, with like Rum Diaries and...
Hunter S. Thompson.
Hunter S. Thompson, there it is. That's the guy I was thinking.
Oh, Fear and Loathing and all that shit?
Yeah, I mean, how... You
he only really did
Johnny
two
Depp.
Movies.
He honestly, Blow, all those Hunter S. Thompson movies, well, two movies.
Blow is Hunter S. Thompson?
No, it wasn't.
No,
I'm saying, fantastic. How are you going to hate on Johnny Depp?
It's Fear and Loathing and Rum Diary.
How are you really going to hate on Johnny Depp?
He was in Platoon.
Well, besides...
21 Jump Street.
Well, if you list his body of work, you know.
Lately, like those last couple Pirates movies were just anchors.
The Window.
See, there was your, yeah,
the Window.
That one.
That was bad. That was Secret terrible. Gate.
Oh,
bad.
The Secret
the
Window.
Ninth gate.
Secret
the
window.
Ninth Gate.
The Ninth Gate. Whoa. Everyone's jabbering into mics at once.
Jabbering.
Ninth Gate.
He's about half.
Rebel.
He's like half good, half bad. But also, keep Tim Burton's wife out of shit.
She sucks.
She's
always.
In every movie.
And you see
that
she's
in
fucking Lone Ranger.
She is. And I'm like, she's supposed to be like a hot damsel or something. Yeah,
funny enough, the only
she
guy.
Isn't.
The she's only, ugly hot.
She's a 45 year old.
She is the epitome
myth.
Of
the
ugly
only
hot.
Thing I've ever liked her in was in Les Miserables. I was like, everything else she's ever been.
Sweeney
you didn't like
Todd
that Barbara? Yeah, the
Sweeney Todd
was
good.
That was a good movie. It would have been good regardless if she was ever in it.
That's true.
Good point.
Tim Burton. Right.
I didn't think there would ever be another person that would be as weird as Tim Burton and compliment him the same way. Like, she's fucking out of her mind.
Yeah, they're fucking made for it.
Oh,
yeah,
she was totally. Awful in Willy Wonka. The new, actually, they were both awful.
That movie's awful.
Yeah.
It
was like, Willy Wonka's like, hey, who wants to win the ticket to get raped by Willy?
I'm a pedophile.
Willy's.
I mean, that's another thing. Like, he was great back in the day, but he's not doing so well now.
He's doing just fine. He's
it's hit or miss. His movie's pretty hit or miss.
Edward Scissorhands was awesome. And then,
look,
like,
I mean, yeah.
You talking about Tim Burton?
No, he's well, no, talking about Johnny Depp.
No, the man is doing just fine. He probably.
Well, Ed Wood, that's a good movie, too.
It was a great movie.
And what about that gangster movie that he was in just before?
That's a load of shit.
Public Enemies? That sucked.
Did it?
I fell asleep in the theater.
I didn't like it, and it's not historically accurate either.
Yeah. Oh, those
no.
podcasts.
I'm talking about a movie's not historically accurate.
We fell asleep to Slayer, too.
If it's a history piece, it has to be.
Does it?
Yeah.
It should be. I don't know. That movie kind of.
I'm sorry, Django's a history piece, but
yeah, based on true story.
Not based
it
on a
means
true story.
Like,
look, I've had
barely.
Enough of your.
What about Inglourious Bastards?
Pain and Gain,
guys.
Pain and Gain was a true story.
All right,
story.
We're gonna end with that. Inglourious Bastards or
I would like to put that out there into the world. Which Tarantino movie do you enjoy more? And I don't want anybody to answer here right now.
Oh, really?
I want to see if we get any responses.
Four Rooms.
No,
well, of course.
Here's your options: Inglourious Bastards or Django Unchained. I want a consensus. So. Tweet us at PIB Comics. Email us at paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. Go to paintedblackcomics.com or like us on Facebook and weigh in.
Twitter my balls.
Thanks for adding that.
Hashtag Lippy's Nuts.
Hashtag Lippy's Nuts. Most importantly, tell a friend about the show if you enjoy it. Quick plug. I want to throw out the little side project I've been doing under the Paint a Black banner is now completed. Should be live at the time this is posting. It's the Danger video for Matthew Zeiss. Look it up on YouTube. That's Zeiss, Z-E-I-S-S. Featuring artwork from Paint a Black Comics. Labor of love, and it looks real cool.
Did you say flavor of love?
Labor.
Flavor of love.
Labor of love. Also, listen to our other podcast. Disenfranchised coming soon?
Yes.
You said within the next 10
you
days.
You said the nerd show's coming soon. When's that happening?
Oh. Now that the video's done? Hopefully in a week or so.
All
right. I just got to write it. Disenfranchised, you said it was coming back in 10 days, 14 days ago, so hopefully that'll come soon.
I have an alcohol problem.
Nice.
Why are you raising your hand?
Oh. High five.
That's a high five. And,
he's
A-Squad.
Not a bro right here.
A-Squad video game podcast every week featuring myself and Brian as our alter egos. Max
and
Barracuda,
Rise Like Phoenix.
Max Barracuda, Giant Shock, bitch. And Rise Like Phoenix. So yeah. That's about it. You guys good?
I love boobies.
My balls are sweating.